No, there isn't a lot of spare time. We've expanded the event enormously this year. We have an extra day, a whole new set of events at the Velo Park on the Friday. So we've got BMX riders, under 8, under 10, under 12 and under 14 BMX riders. We've got some of the top Paralympic cyclists competing there. We've got juniors competing on the road race. We've got Danny McGaskill coming with his drop and roll tour. And for those of you who don't know Danny McGaskill, go on YouTube and have a look. He gets 22 million hits on some of the videos that he produces. Amazing stunt rider. We have a new event on the Sunday, so the 46-mile event. Well, this year we'll have about 27,000 riders taking part in the Prudential Ride London Surrey 100. So that's 100 miles from the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park, finishing on the Mall. And for this year, we've got the 46-mile event. So slightly easier, still a great challenge, but we've taken out the big hills in Surrey, still go up Richmond Park and Sawyers Hill and the hill there, and there's another interesting challenge here, a hill at Wimbledon, but that's really to encourage cyclists to get a feeling of what cycling on traffic-free roads is like, which is such a unique experience.
And also maybe to get people who are just getting into it, that the 100-mile maybe is a challenge that people have to train and prepare for. I'm not advising you should do 46 miles without actually having some idea of how to pedal a bike, because walking for the next few days would be tough. However, it's more accessible, I suppose. Was that part of the aim?
That was absolutely part of the aim. And being able to, as I say, cycle on traffic-free roads is such an honour to be able to do it. And what we want to do is encourage more people onto two wheels. And London and any city in the world needs that. There are issues of pollution. There are issues of health. Cycling can help people lose weight, you can get motivated, you can get to work and feel alive when you get there, rather than stuck on a train and crammed in public transport. It's just gives you a totally different view. And what we're trying to do is get people who haven't taken that challenge, get them onto two wheels, and we think the 46 is a great way to do that.
It's a festival of two wheels, isn't it?
It really is a festival, and absolutely, you mentioned the Saturday and the free cycle event, and that's absolutely free. Turn up on a bicycle, 10 miles of traffic-free roads in the centre of London, seven different festival zones where anything you want to do on two wheels is free of charge. Whether you want to try riding on a penny farthing, whether you want to go on a balance bike, whether you want to go on something called Rollerpalooza, whether you want to watch bicycle polo. There are so many different events that are free for people to watch or getting or actually participate in. And so that festival is between 9 and 4 o'clock, sort of the Mall, the Strand, the Embankment, into the city. You can meander around the city, explore some of the fantastic buildings that there are there. So it's a great day out for the family. And the elite side of it that you mentioned, I mean, this year we've got the new event, the Classique, so it's the top women cyclists in the world. 17 of the top 20 world teams will be here. It's the week before they're competing at the Olympics. Highest prize money in women's cycling in the world ever. And total parity on prize money with the men's, and that's also the first time that's happened in cycling. So there's a real inspiration piece there for women and for the men. The Classic on the Saturday that will be live on BBC One. The Classique, the women's event, will be on BBC Two live on the Saturday evening. So yeah, there's inspiration, there's engagement, there's fun. It is for all ages, all abilities. And yeah, we are really proud to call it the greatest cycling festival in the world, and it is that.
Did you imagine it would get this big so quickly?
I think hope. I imagine? I think, and there are certain elements. I mean, the scope of work that we were presented, this is a mayoral event, and this is the mayor's and his team's vision for London. And, you know, he's got a clear message about London being for all of Londoners. And this event is absolutely about that. Has it gone further than we thought in 4 years? Undoubtedly. Yeah. It has been a huge challenge. The number of staff that we've had to take on to deliver this, the pressure that it puts the team under. They are used to organising huge mass participation events. We organise the London Marathon and have done for... We had our 36th version this year. But this is over 100,000 people. This is over 3 days. And it's been an immense challenge, and it is something we're really proud of to have achieved what we have in the timescale.
And obviously there are various ways people can get involved, and getting out on a bike and being involved is obviously one of them. But events like this, like the marathon, even smaller events that take place across this great city of ours, require assistance, and some of that assistance is voluntary, and that's where some people can still play their part. And you know, we saw in 2012 how massive the volunteers were.
Absolutely. You know, I think London 2012, the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, I think repeatedly Britain has shown that we have amazing communities we have who come out and volunteer and support events. And that is absolutely part of what we need. We're always looking for volunteers. If people would like to volunteer, if groups would like to volunteer, we absolutely have space. They'll get training, they'll get uniform, they'll get fed. Go to our website, www.prudentialridelondon.co.uk/volunteers. You can see how you can register. Absolutely, please do come and get involved. If you can't get on two wheels, get on 2 feet. Come and help people who are an enormous amount of them raising money for charity. Over £12 million was raised for charity last year. The biggest, it's actually now the second biggest charity sports event, annual sports event, one day annual sports event in Britain. Yeah. And I think it's the second biggest cycling event in the world for raising funds for charity. And again, that's been achieved in only three editions, and that couldn't be done without the volunteers.
So this is number four, but moving forward, you've got bigger plans. Do you allow yourself to think forward where you're going next? I mean, I suppose you have to, don't you, strategically be planning where you're going to go? You've got other plans, other ideas for what you will do, how you can grow this event?
Yes, we are always thinking ahead, and we have lots of measures that are going out on the route, the course. We have a massive debrief process after the event, looking at the flow of cyclists, looking at how many people we can get on the route, what is appropriate, how we can improve all sorts of things like road reopening programs, communication to communities who can be affected by the road closures, to try and minimise that. So we do take a long time to think about that. We're always looking to the future, but we take time to do that. So yes, we've got ideas to increase it, but we have to make sure that's appropriate, and we won't know whether that is the case until sometime after this edition.